My grandfather, Poppy, was a Holocaust survivor who eventually made his way from Germany to the United States. He was very grateful for the opportunities he had here, and he showed it. Every 4th of July, he blasted patriotic music while the whole family waved American flags and paraded around the backyard. We did this for years, and I've always wondered what other immigrant families do to celebrate the holiday. So I walked around my neighborhood in Brooklyn Heights to find out. My first stop was at a local barbershop where Davide Cantoni was getting a haircut. He grew up in Italy, lived in England for a while, and moved here 17 years ago.
17 years ago on the 3rd of July. I think we landed in the evening.
He says he'll never forget his first 4th of July, which just happened to be his first full day in America.
And I was very impressed that he put on this big firework display just for the fact that I'd arrived, which is kind of amazing.
I didn't have the heart to tell Cantoni that the fireworks weren't just for him. So I went over to Sahadi's, a market, on Atlantic Avenue. Maimona Jouf works the cash register there. Since she's from Senegal, she says she doesn't celebrate the 4th of July, but her 6-year-old daughter does.
I do buy her, you know, a little outfit with the American flag on it, you know, because she was born here, so she's proud.
Outside, I met Salah Abdemagoud, who drives a livery car. He moved here from Egypt 3 years ago, but he's been celebrating America's Independence Day a lot longer than that. He spent 22 years working at the American Embassy in Egypt, and he keeps a file full of photos with American dignitaries in his trunk.
This is Condoleezza Rice. This is Al Gore.
He likes celebrating the holiday here, but he says it was even better at the embassy back in Egypt.
I miss this. It's a big party for all the American in American school, American college. Yeah, it's very, very nice, yeah.
Just down the street, Sirin Dokar works at a nail salon. She says she'll be spending the holiday as she usually does, with hundreds of Nepalese people in Prospect Park.
We bring food from home, like our own country food, and sometimes we do like barbecues and all that, and like the kids go around and play in the park.
So even though the 4th of July is about celebrating American independence, Dokar says the day off is a perfect chance to reconnect with her roots. Not everyone has such strong feelings about the 4th, though. I met Hugo while he was having lunch with a bunch of fellow exchange students from China.
Have you ever celebrated the 4th of July?
Celebrated what?
A friend reminded him about the holiday.
Oh, yeah. National festival, right?
The exchange students will actually spend the day in Philadelphia, checking out where the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were signed. So there you have it. A diverse group of celebrations in a diverse city. As for me, I used to think that all families paraded around their backyards on Independence Day. But as I got older, I realized our tradition was a little unusual. My grandfather, Poppy, passed away nearly a decade ago. His birthday was yesterday. He would have been 93. And while I can't say I've paraded lately, maybe I will today, just for him. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.